So let's get into a state of meditation right now where we can experience what it is to go inside and create energy and thoughts that are really nurturing us. Because here we have this setting of Mother's Day. We have the energy of Mother's Day. We have the energy of Lakshmi through Akshaya Tritiya, meaning the third moon that gives you incredible wealth and non-declining wealth. So all your energy is going to be up. And so there's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of empowerment, a lot of light. And you're going to feel shiny and new and gold. And so let's see what that feels like as we go through the process. Some of you might even see Lakshmi. Some of you might have memories of your mom. Just let all of that come and go. Some of you might experience some deep emotions. Let it wash away, wash over you. Thank it for coming up so that it can be released. So our eyes are closed, and the moment we go inside, we will access our true self, our higher self that has a lot of energy, a lot of light, a lot of intelligence. It can be welling up inside of us at the level of the soul, at the level of the heart, at the level of the brain, the body. Now we'll start at the base of the spine where we can move that energy. We wake it up with Ganesha, who is an elephant-headed being. He has a pot belly, and he has a vehicle that's a mouse. Again, you don't have to know too much about that or even be concerned about it. It's there. And his energy resides at the root chakra, the Muladhara, at the spine, the base of the spine. So like your tailbone area. Wiggle around and feel it. Now as this energy is expanding, then you can imagine a reddish-orangish light also being present. If you don't see internally, don't worry about it. You might feel heat. You might have a kinesthetic sense where there's energy moving or swirling around. You might have an experience of seeing light or dancing light or liquid light. All good. You might see darkness. Keep asking Ganesha through the mantra, through the vibration, the sounds, to spread light into the pelvic region and down the legs. Take your time to move the energy through just your internal scan, down the legs, through the buttocks and the legs. The hips are releasing some pain or stiffness. Then in the knees again, releasing anything that needs to be released. Feel the energy swirling around in the hip joints and also in the knee joints. Even if you don't have crickety, cracky joints, you just want that energy to move and feel it and see it. Then move the energy with your awareness down your shins and the calves. The calves have a pump that is also known as the second heart. So we want our hearts to be released through attention on the calves, letting go of any tension And then in the ankles, we're swirling around that energy. And then in the feet and the toes, you can move the body parts around, although don't go too wild. Just gentle releasing. And then settle yourself down. Now that the energy is flowing through, let's add Ganesha's grace and blessings through the mantra. Experience the reddish-orangish light, the energy, from the tailbone downwards and swirling back up, hanging out where it needs to hang out, releasing what it needs to release. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam 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 Gam. Now visualize a light moving up through your spine, piercing the chakras on the way up, moving through the navel, the heart center, in the middle of your chest, and through the throat. Through the middle of your brain and then piercing the top of the skull and going into the space will enliven that central nadi, also called susumna, your antenna, to connect to higher beings internally and in other realms outside of you. Starting at the base of the spine. Move into the heart center. Move up to the throat. Move up to the third eye. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Na. Move into your navel. Ma. Move up to the heart. She. The throat and the mouth. Wa. The two eyes and the two brains. The right and left brain, the right and left eye. Ya. Now put your attention on the spot between your two eyebrows. Imagine a beam of light entering from outside of you, the spot between your two eyebrows. Feel the pressure, feel the tingling, feel some sensations in the spot between your two eyebrows, just above the bridge of your nose on the forehead. Now, look forward internally, outside of you, in front of you. Follow the beam of light until you see Dr. Pillai appearing in front of you. And you notice this light is connected to his third eye, the spot between his two eyebrows. You can see him in his physical form, or a light form, or a light radiating in front of you. It's totally up to you what your perception is, what your experience is. You're connected. Now the beam of light is going back and forth, so you are releasing anything that no longer serves you in this life. You don't even have to think about what it is, just allow the process to happen. You let it go, it gets neutralized, released, and then you receive an empowerment coming from Dr. Pillai, his third eye, into your third eye. And that beam continues to go into the middle of your brain. Feel the brain come alive, lighting up from the middle of your brain and the whole brain. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Your brain is lit up and the rest of the body lights up. Om Aim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Now focus on your two nostrils, the right and the left nostrils. Feel an energy as you're breathing in and out. There's a presence moving through the two nostrils that is beyond the breath. The energy is the life force, prana, and also thoughts from outside of you are coming through the nostrils and going up to be captured by your brain. Most of the thoughts are limited. So as you focus your attention on the nostrils, you go subtler and subtler into the energy. You just observe the energy in the nostrils and where the two nostrils meet at the spot between your two eyebrows that you just empowered. Keep visualizing the subtle channel, the central channel, shooting light up the spine, going through the chakras, piercing the brain and activating the brain. Keep remembering that process is there. The energy in the nostrils has come alive. The pituitary, or spot between the two eyebrows, has come alive. The pituitary is also called the seat of the soul. Your soul is lighting up. The susumna is also the soul. The central nadi channel going up the spine, piercing all the chakras on the way up, activating the pituitary, the pineal gland, and the midbrain, piercing the top of the brain and going into space. Now put your attention in your eyes. Keep the eyeballs still. Thoughts are coming in the eyes. Just keep them still. Imagine the eyes lighting up and the light washes the eyes. Visualize with your eyes whatever you want to manifest. If you don't know what you want to manifest, just allow it to come. Allow the images to be there. Feel the body heating up, lighting up. The eyeballs are straight. The sockets and the eyeballs are light. The images can flash, or the thoughts of the images can be there that you want to manifest. If undesirable thoughts or images come, wash it with the light. Zap it with light, heat it up, purify it, cleanse it. Now slightly open your mouth and allow the air to pass over the tongue and into the throat and tonsils. Again, go subtler. Feel the prana, the life force, subtle air, cleansing, rolling over the tongue and into the tonsils. You're breathing in and out, but you're not paying attention to that air. Now close the mouth. Keep visualizing the spine lighting up. The brain is lit up. The nostril pranic air is activating the pituitary. That's getting reinforced or energized by the beam of light coming from Dr. Fly's third eye into your third eye. The third eye is the pituitary, the pineal, the midbrain complex. And the whole brain is lighting up. The light can be swirling around. It can be like flames. It can be pressure. It can be energy, can be colored, and now the whole body is lighting up. Now move into the middle of your brain. You don't have to try too hard to locate it. Your soul knows where the middle of your brain is, your subtle brain. We're going to empower it, focus on it. Even though we know the spine is lighting up, the central nadi is lighting up, the chakras are lighting up. There's a beam piercing our third eye. But all our focus, all our attention is in the middle of the brain where these two beams meet. These two beams of light meet. Now imagine a golden ball appearing in the middle of your brain, or a pink light with golden light, dazzling, dancing, sparkling, and Lakshmi appears as a beautiful woman. Dressed in pink and gold silks. She's carrying gold and pouring it into your brain. Feeding your brain with gold. Receive the sounds that will empower your brain and connect you with the goddess who represents everything that makes you happy and feel comfortable in your life. Abundance, love, joy, relationship, material comforts, unlimited money, wealth, health, happiness. Feel her presence. Feel the chemistry in your brain pumping out neurotransmitters that represent the goddess Lakshmi. Shri Brazil. Breathe. Shreem. Breathe. Shreem. Lighting up every neuron in your brain. All the parts of your brain are getting lit up, soaking up the molecules, the neurotransmitters. The neurons are firing, lighting up with this new light of Lakshmi. Shreem Brzee protects your brain, protects your wealth, protects your thoughts, so you can manifest a glorious life. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. Shreem. Feel the vibrations, feel the expansion, feel the energy. Allow it to swirl around your brain, lighting up your whole body. The image of Lakshmi expands and you become Lakshmi. From head to toe, you feel her expanding. So her image is impressed into your head, your neck, your arms, your hands, your chest, your waist, your legs, your feet and toes. Absorb Lakshmi. Shreem breathe. Shreem breathe. Shreem breathe. Shreem breathe. Shreem. You and Lakshmi are one. From head to toe, merge with the image, the energy, the light, the intelligence, the gold, the wealth, the happiness, the joy of Lakshmi. Shri Brahmi, 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 Shri Brahmi. Again, go to the nostrils. Feel the nostrils, the energy moving up through the two nostrils, meeting at the spot where the two nostrils connect on the forehead that aligns with the pituitary gland. Your attention is on the nostrils and where they're meeting at the pituitary, the spot between your two eyebrows on the forehead. Allow the process to happen. The energy is moving in through the nostrils, up, meeting at the spot between the two eyebrows, the pituitary gland. Now put your attention only on the left brain. Imagine that energy, that awareness, a light, entering the whole left brain. Scan it with your awareness. The front of the left brain, the sides, the back of the left brain, the whole left brain. Allow your inner knowing to focus on the parietal lobe, which is at the top of the brain, towards the back of the brain. And at the same time, focus on the central nadi channel from the base of the spine, piercing the chakras, the third eye, the pituitary gland, going in the top of the brain and into the space. Now focus on the midbrain. Visualize your manifestation or allow it to appear. Remember, you are Lakshmi from head to toe, and you're in her midbrain that's aligned with your midbrain, and the image of your life, your manifestations, is empowered. Through the sound, Shreem Brzeem, Shreem Brzeem, Shreem. Allow your third eye to light up, expand, releasing the light into the rest of your brain, lighting up your whole body. Washing it, cleansing it, protecting it with the sounds. Shreem Brzeem, 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 Shreem Brzeem. Now bring your attention all the way down to your feet again. Feel your feet swirling, vibrating, twirling with light, energy. Your shins and your calves swirling with light and energy. Your knees. Your two thighs, the back of your thighs, your hips, your two hips, your pelvis. The energy is moving up the trunk, back, the neck, the throat. All the chakras have come alive as well. The hands, the fingers, the arms are all lighting up. Feel the energy pulling you upwards, swirling. The chest, the heart expands. The face, the brain. The whole head. You're wired with Lakshmi. Shri Ri. Shri. Think the sounds. Let the sounds go and just feel the energy. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to the world. Peace to all universes. Peace, peace, peace. Relax and keep your eyes closed. Just enjoy your newfound connection to Lakshmi. That connection to Sri Mrithi, Ganesha, empowered by Dr. Pillai. As you slowly, slowly come back to yourself, you can just make an internal prayer of gratitude for allowing your soul to reveal that which it is so thirsty for, so hungry for, through the grace and blessings. Of the divine beings and Dr. Pillai, slowly, slowly come back.